The November and December issues of Recreation News are full of ideas for the holidays, different things to do and places to go. Of course, nothing says holidays like the fabulous light displays, and there are some great ones in the area, most of them starting this weekend. Two of the really good ones are in Montgomery County at Brookside Gardens and at Seneca Creek State Park. You can find out more about them on page 13 of November's Recreation News. And then in Columbia, Maryland, just up 95, the Symphony of Lights has been going on about 15, 16 years, I think. That's another good choice to make if you're looking for a light display to drive through. You can find out more about that on page 30. And if you want to get outside this weekend and you're a bird watcher, you really have a great opportunity down at the Chincoteague National Wildlife Refuge. Every year over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend, they have an annual Assateague Island Waterfowl Weekend. So you can catch some of those magnificent species that come to winter right there on the lower part of the eastern shore.
There's a couple of big things also happening in the great Commonwealth of Virginia, isn't there?
There sure is. Down in Williamsburg, the popular grand illumination of the historic area takes place on December the 5th. Lots of pomp and ceremony and fireworks, and you can watch it all for free, actually. And at nearby Busch Gardens, the popular Christmas Town attraction opens on Saturday. This will be the second year for that, and they've actually expanded it. They're going to run it through, I believe, January the 2nd. You can check out everything happening in the Historic Triangle beginning on page 20 or at recreationnews.com. We've got a great story on all of the things they're doing down there.
Anything going on for the folks that will be headed up north on I-95?
Well, there sure are. You can check out Christmas at Longwood Gardens, where they have special displays and shows, or the DuPont estates like Hegley and the Moores and Winterthur. All of them are beautiful at Christmas, and they're all near Wilmington, Delaware, just off 95. So you can see a story about all of the things happening in and around Wilmington for the holidays on page 19 of the November issue of Recreation News.
And I know you've always got a couple of deals in there for feds.
Got a couple of really good ones. First, you want to check out the Carnival Cruise Line's November military promotion through Sato Vacations. You do need to make reservations during the month of November, which, of course, is fast disappearing on us, but the rates are good for travel through April. Also, you can check out some memories, or create some memories, I should say, by heading up to Indiana County, Pennsylvania. That's known as the Christmas Tree Capital of the World, and you can take advantage of their Christmas Tree Getaway Package. There's lots more included besides a tree and accommodations, all for about $179. Also the hometown of Jimmy Stewart and the real-life model for Bedford Falls, and it's a wonderful life. So it's kind of a great experience. You can check it all out on page 34 of Recreation News. And, of course, don't forget to enter to win a getaway to the Bavarian Inn in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, or a whitewater rafting trip for next spring. You can check all that out in the paper or at recreationnews.com.
Now, there's a little bit of controversy in there, Marvin, is that I know that the little town of Little Falls, New York, which is up in the Mohawk Valley and my old stomping grounds, there's people there who claim that was the inspiration for Bedford Falls. And I've been there, so I can tell you it actually looks like the way the old movie set looked like in the movie.
So does Indiana, and so does, to a certain extent, Sequoia Falls up in the Finger Lakes. They claim that the director stopped in and got a haircut and got his inspiration there. So I'm sure there are a lot of little towns that claim that honor. But this one is Jimmy Stewart's hometown, so we kind of give them a little favor.
I guess we're not going to solve the controversy here today. Well, thanks, Marvin. Have a good weekend.
You too.